What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Getting into education and what a disaster that has become. It really is a betrayal of the next generation. Anyway, there's a story out of womensystems.com. This happened up in Idaho. Eighth grade students were shown a condom video with simulated sex as part of a program endorsed by Planned Parenthood. And this is obviously a conservative organization in Idaho. Is very concerned about this, and they should be. I mean, we expect, or at least my experience with education is to teach us skills that will be useful to the community as the student grows up. Now, unless somebody is planning to turn the entire United States into a gigantic Las Vegas, in which case, you know, pole dancing and sex and everything would actually make kind of a sixth sense there. This LGBTQ stuff is really not suited for the betterment of our society. And there was a video over on Twitter where some LGBTQ teacher is quitting teaching because those people who are opposed to LGBT, they're taking over education. Well, yes, we are. Actually, we're going to do that here. All right. Story coming on out of DNews.com here, and it's talking about a parent who discovered quite inadvertently that her 15-year-old girl had identified as a transgender boy at school. And she found out about it only because she saw a homework assignment with an unfamiliar name. And when she asked about the name, the teenager said that, at her request, teachers and administrators at his school in Southern California had for 6 months been letting him use the boy's bathroom and calling him by male pronouns. Now, the mother, this would be Jessica Bradshaw, was saying, doesn't the school need my permission or at least to inform me? And a counselor at the school said, no, if the student doesn't want you to know, there's no rule that says this, that we have to tell you what's going on. You know, so as far as we're concerned, it's none of your business. And some of the stuff is getting really, really crazy, okay? Do you remember Aretha Franklin's song, Natural Woman? Okay, it's actually quite a nice little song. That's now been deemed offensive to trans women. And activists are demanding the song be removed from Spotify and Apple Music. Oh, my goodness. Talk about a natural woman. That's how offensive can you get here? Now, if you're my age, you probably remember a cartoon called Scooby-Doo. It was about a bunch of crime-fighting, kids who would always solve mysteries, and they'd, you know, reveal the bad guy at the very end here. One of the characters in the original series was Velma, and they just recently decided to do a remake of Scooby-Doo where Velma comes out of the closet as a lesbian. And in another example of Get Woke, Go Broke, the film is now seen as the third worst ratings disaster of all time. So I guess Final Fantasy can be grateful for that a little bit. Get us out of the swamp there. All right. Now, over at Facebook and Instagram, they've just updated their policy regarding partial nudity on the platforms. They will now allow bare breasts, photos of bare breasts, on Facebook and Instagram, but only for transgender and non-binary women. If you are a straight heterosexual woman, you will keep yourself covered up because, by golly, we don't want to look at those things. I mean, it really does get silly. Okay, 512-248-8252. And this next one is even more bizarre. This is coming out of Canada Free Press, and there is a new product aimed at guys who are transgender, and they want to track their periods, which they don't really have. But there is now an app that you run on your smartphone, and it tells you when you're having your imaginary period. And I mean, this is just, I mean, it's just silly here. It is just silly. Okay, this was a story that came on out from Unz.com, and apparently there was this white woman TV reporter, and she was murdered by a black gay man for saying she was going out in the field. Apparently the word field is now offensive to blacks because it reminds them of slavery, which when I think of field, you know, a farm field, airfield, home run, baseball field, so forth and so on. But he just offed her, and basically, this guy just gunned her down. Now, I saw a really weird comment on social media, and it's about, you know, we know that European civilization is white because all their statues were done in white. Okay, actually, no. When the statues were first made, Greece, Rome, Egypt, they were painted in colors. Okay, now what happens to paint when it is left in the sunlight for 2,000 years? It bleaches. These statues were not intended to be white. They were intended to be very, very brightly colored. And no, it's not racist. It's called aging. So, anyway. Over at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, they're still talking about that pistol brace rule, where they're saying if you don't comply, you will be in trouble. And the rule basically redefines rifle as any weapon that is intended to be fired from the shoulder, and forcing pistol brace owners to register their pistols as short-barreled rifles. Now, I'm kind of old-fashioned. Rifle is a gun with a very long barrel, not just with the shoulder brace. And, you know, this law is very unfair to gun enthusiasts who may have been injured, former police officers, military veterans. They've only got one hand, and a brace is the only way they can accurately shoot, but they're being penalized. And again, when the ATF came out with this rule, they could only find two cases where a pistol brace had been used in the commission of a crime. Now, but they want to get these things locked away from us because that's how terrified the government is of us. All righty, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What isn't on my mind, young man? since I did not, I tuned in late yesterday. I'm wishing a speedy recovery for whatever was y'all were having fun with or not having fun with the last few days or whatever. So, into that gorgeous gal.
I think you're confusing Claire. Me with Steve Elkins. Steve has been under the weather. I'm doing fine. Claire is doing fine. She's got some medical tests on Thursday. But it's just, you know, standard maintenance stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I don't envy her one bit. Anyway. With the financial thing about the documents and who knows what and who's shipping what money where, it's like, come on. It's just getting to be absurd, especially with people coming in illegally. I have to second the motion, finally, of having alligators in the river.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to stop people from coming over illegally, crowd the Rio Grande with alligators, crocodiles, whatever. I don't care. Piranha.
Yeah, we could do that. There's another idea that I've been pushing. Right. Well, you know, the guys who do the punkin' chunkin', where they have these air cannons and trebuchets and everything. We ought to let them just take the illegal immigrants and fling them back over the border, and the longest distance and highest bounce wins the prize. And we charge admission.
That's an idea.
We charge admission for this thing. Yeah, turn it into entertainment.
There's an idea.
There he goes. Boom.
I think also, if they think they are going to have it better here in the States, they are dead wrong. Because, for one thing, they need to straighten out their government structure in Mexico to start with, period.
Where the president of Mexico was thanking Joe Biden, for taking all these millions and millions of Mexicans into our side of the border? That was nauseating.
No, I did not catch that.
That was nauseating. Yep.
Nauseating? That's putting it lightly. But anyway, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What in the name of creation is a trans woman?
I don't know. If it's anything like a Trans Am, then it's a really big engine, downdraft carburetors, and
back. I hear the thing about trans women, what with this transsexual garbage. I take it that a trans woman is a dude that's trying to become a woman.
Probably.
Okay. And they want to take and have a application on their cell phone that tells them when they're going to have a period.
Yes.
I have an idea for them to help them with that issue. You know what that is?
Tell me.
Take the cell phone, the toy, and shove it up your backside. Then you can have all the periods you want to.
Just set the alarm to go and, tape some razor blades to the edge of it.
There you go. I mean, it's not like we women don't have enough problems with that situation in life, but at least we come across by it biologically appropriate.
Yes.
Even though we don't enjoy it. But still, I mean, for some dudes, I want to have my period. I just have to have it this day or that day. Excuse me. Go cut some logs or something somewhere. Stop being such a puss.
Yeah.
But anyway, aside from that, the aspect that a school is going to do this type of action to a child that's not even gone through puberty yet is abhorrent and absurd, and they really should be fired for that matter. And if they're not fired, I highly recommend that the parents pull their child from school, because obviously the school is not teaching nothing but garbage to the child.
The problem is we're talking about that one case. The schools are not telling the parents what's being done.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absurd because, for one thing, the parents should know what is being done with their child or what is being suggested to be done with the child, not just do it as though the school is the medical office for the child. It's not. If they think there's something going on, then take it to the family doctor that's not part of the school system, the public school system.
Yes, I agree.
And have a chat with them about if there's something going on physiologically that they think that should be investigated, then fine. And find out what needs to be done. Nat, don't go and subject the child psychologically to this garbage. I mean, the child is going through their innocence of wonder about life and learning about how science works, how math works, how their reading capability is, their writing penmanship is, and so forth. These are things that I remember when I was growing up through school. And
well, penmanship is definitely going away. They're not teaching cursive writing anymore. Everything's done on keyboards.
Well, in that case, they are shorting the child of knowledge by doing that.
Yes.
Because, for one thing, if you cannot read cursive writing, let alone write it, then you may come across that child may come across a point where they are presented with something that is done in that type of script. And
you mean like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution?
Thank you. I mean, taking a trip to D.C. To view that, they're going to be like, what the hell is this? They're not going to have a clue.
One of these days I'm going to take a trip to D.C. because I do want to see the Declaration and the Smithsonian and the Air and Space Museum and all that stuff.
Oh, speaking of which, John Hancock's signature, for one, on the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
Now, that is, I mean, you talk about almost bordering on calligraphy. I bet they don't even know what that is this day and time, which is a elegant.
Actually, when I was a kid, I loved calligraphy. I had, you know, the little flat metal pens and everything like that. Do you know why John Hancock wrote his name so big on the Declaration?
Good question.
He was making fun of the fact that King George III had terrible eyesight. And when he signed his signature that big, he said, all right, King George can read that even without his glasses.
I like that.
Yep.
Oh, that's sad. But for one thing, if the child is keep being subjected to this garbage other than legitimate material subject matter that relates to everyday life, the parents need to pull their kids out and do self-schooling. Now, if they're concerned about a diploma or whatever from the school because of the from the home learning and all that that the parents are teaching them at home, you know what? This day and time, a diploma is pretty much meaningless because nobody asks for a copy of it when you go out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember when I graduated, junior high, and they gave me a diploma, and it's like why? Nobody's ever looking at the thing. It was just, you know, ridiculous, you know.
Well, it was a pompous sense process of saying, oh, you have graduated from this this year, this class, or whatever, and that one,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. It was that, oh, which reminds me, now they're doing away with that because they don't want to make that person seem better than another person. Excuse me. Perhaps it's an aspect of helping others that may not have done what they can to succeed and get to where that person has succeeded to be an incentive and motivation to improve themselves and work towards that goal of improving so that they can be acknowledged. Duh.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think people just throw their common sense out the bloody window along with the bathwater and the baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can't believe I said that. But anyway, it's completely absurd, and people need to snap out of their stupor. And I don't mean coffee either.
Mm-hmm.
I better get off this thing before I totally blow my lid off the pot. But anyway, with that being said, enough of the transsexual crap. Enough of the gay, lesbian,
rented lips
garbage. Well, I mean, decades ago, people kept their sexuality to themselves. They didn't go advertising and saying, "Oh, I'm bisexual. I'm lesbian. I'm gay. I'm a sex change." Blah 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 blah. Nobody went around yelling that, like as if they thought they had deserved special attention. Excuse me. I don't care if you're purple or yellow polka dots. If you're able to do the job,
yeah, I got the same attitude. You know, if that's what makes you happy, go be happy and everything. But stop screaming at me that I'm somehow evil if I'm not living my life the way that you do.
Thank you. I mean, enough is enough. But anyway, enough out of me. I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple, and all with my Corona and all the variants.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call here. And we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Tom, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, you know, I'm thinking about giving up Cuban coffee. I'm going to have a little lime, coconut, and pineapple in my Bud Light or my Presidente beer.
Okay.
I don't want it shaken. I want it stirred. I'll take it stirred instead of shaken. Anyway, yeah, I thought I'd throw out there. Yeah, it might be a good concoction, you know what I mean? Why not try it? You know, Cuban coffee sometimes buzzes you out. But, espresso, however you want to call it. Yeah, Mike, here's what's on my mind. You know, I want you to hold me over to break, hopefully, because I get a little time. This woman, or this young girl from LSU that got murdered, she almost looks like the identical twin of Britney Spears. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw that. Quite lovely.
Now, Mike, let me ask you a question.
Okay, before you ask me the question, we're at the break here. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
Oh, yeah. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
The fight for Speaker of the House seems to be the big news. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system for flu season. For the first time in 100 years, the Speaker of the House vote has gone on for days. At the time of this recording, there have been 11 votes and still no Speaker elected. I think the fact that Kevin McCarthy has tried 11 times and has not even considered stepping aside, nothing but an indication of McCarthy's ego. It has been my experience that anyone who wants a job of power this badly is not the person we, the people, should want to have that job. I am glad this fight is happening. My opinion of several members of Congress has changed during this process, some for the better and some for the worse. Aside from politics, I would like to ask for your help again. My dear friend lost everything on December 30th when her apartment building was destroyed by fire. My friend Tashoy is starting the new year with absolutely nothing. If you are able, please help my friend through the GoFundMe link at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, if you could just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, okay, Mike. First off, hopefully Sebastian from Sweden gives us a call. Call in and let us, I want to like to know what's going on in Sweden. See what's happened with that situation. And, of course, Mike from Brazil, that's great, too. Here's what's on my mind. Mike, if four white males were to took a black Afro-American girl out and raped her and did what they did and throw her out, and then she gets run over by a car, and all these other cases I'm seeing about how they're attacking white American, especially the females in this country. If it was the reverse, Mike, would there not be rioting all over the United States?
Probably there would be, and it is rather, you know, I'm not going to say it's amazing because we've seen this before. This student at UCLA was just working at a furniture store, and these guys just walked in and just killed her. They didn't rob her. They didn't rape her. They just, you know, killed her. And, it's no big deal for the news because it doesn't fit the narrative of the poor black people being oppressed by the white people.
Well, you know, Mike, there was a case years ago. I think you remember her name was Christian. I don't know if you remember that case in North Carolina. If that would have been the reverse, it would have been white males that did that to an Afro-American female. I believe our every city would be in flames. It'd be so unsafe to go out in anywhere because, Mike, there's a double standard here. Whatever.
Yes, there is.
Would BDI Biden with these dirty demon rats, these communist Marxist Bolsheviks? But Mike, let me ask you this: here in South Florida, I don't know if you've been paying attention to this, Mike, but 20 states right now are suing the Biden administration for allowing illegals to keep coming in here. Mike, the same with electric bills are right now. And these illegals are living here for free on electric bills. They're getting them free. Section 8, their electricity is paid by the government. Everything we the guys in the audience and the women are paying for these illegals to have all these freebies. We're not even talking about the health care, Mike. That's astronomical. That's catastrophic. We're facing that. But here in the Miami Herald, Mike, they're reporting 25,000 Haitians a month are coming into Florida. Why, Mike? And they're letting the Cubans come here. The Venezuelans are all coming here. None of those people ever owned a car, Mike, ever. Now they're going to have to come here. Where's this Green New Deal BS? Where's the BS with this Green New Deal, Mike? All these illegals coming here now have to have vehicles. They have to consume water by the gallon. Mike, look at the trash you're leaving at the border. It's in the tonnage.
Yeah.
And nobody's being arrested. Biden should be arrested. We don't have a military, Mike. I hate to tell you. Our United States military are a bunch of whimpering cowards for what they're doing to this country. What's in the Constitution? And like you were talking about John Hancock and all that. We don't have a constitution anymore, Mike. Okay? We are being run by a dictator.
Clearly, I disagree, you know, as long
we
as the American...
Mike,
we have a government that ignores the Constitution. That I will agree with. But we, the people, we still have that constitution. And, you know, it's we have to take responsibility for the fact that the government is ignoring it.
Okay, Mike, you're absolutely right, and I agree with you, Mike. But listen, when you're bringing in a whole different cultural identities, they never owned a gun in their country. You know, remember, most white Anglo-American young boys, when they're back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even up to the 80s, were all being taught by their grandfathers or fathers to learn how to use a gun.
I mean, yes.
It was a different time, Mike. It's now you got all these ethnic groups coming in here. They're vying for power, Mike. Mike, I don't know if you know this, but in Dade County, Florida, the white Anglo population is down to 9%. Now, when I graduated high school in 78, we were at 76%. So what is that telling you? It's a wipeout. But matter of fact, did you see the gang problem they're having in Idaho? I believe it's Wyoming.
Wyoming. This is why Sheila Jackson Lee is trying to pass a law making it a hate crime to talk about the Great Replacement.
Well, you know, but no, Mike, on Newsmax today, they were talking about how these Latin gangs or Hispanic gangs are coming into Wyoming, and they're starting their own like they're doing in Los Angeles. So, Mike, what are these young white kids to do? They have to go to turn somewhere. What are they going to turn to? The government? Mike,
no,
what are they going to turn
to, these young
white males?
You know. We're getting into a situation where all young people, you know, are going to look for a gang that they can join for mutual protection.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. And then, you know, and I'm sure Sebastian can tell you what's going on in Sweden. You know, that used to be a blonde-haired country, a Scandinavian country. Not no more. England's the same way. I have a friend who just kind of goes to London all the time and tells me what's going on in London. It's unbelievable. It's the most disgusting stuff he tells me. What's going on in that country, Great Britain, London, whatever you want to call it, England. What the hell? I don't even know what the hell name it is. You know, it should have been Scotland, actually. Well, yeah, Mike, I got to go back to this now. When you got 20 state governors suing the federal government for not doing their job, this man has to be, he should be quartered out of the White House and put in a camp until they can resolve this situation. Because, Mike, this can't go on anymore. This cannot go on because this country's not going to be able to absorb this anymore.
We can't. We're already overstressed with all of this nonsense. Anyway, Tom,
I had it.
Okay, go ahead. All right, stay on the line, Tom. I'm going to come back to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we are finishing up with Tom in Florida, and Tom Sebastian in Sweden is now in the call queue, so you get your wish. So go ahead and finish up now.
Yeah, Mike, real quickly, look what's going on at the border right now, Mike. Are any of these illegals getting vaccinated? I don't see vaccinating teams down there trying to give all these for the COVID-19. Look at how they're...
You noticed that, did you?
Yeah, look at the treason that's being committed. And, Mike, by the way, let's look at California. I remember 2 years ago, all these guys called in. Oh, that guy talks about immigration too much. Hey, Mike, look at California. It's got 16 million illegals. I looked it up. 16 million illegals in the state of California, okay? The place has got gang problems everywhere, homeless everywhere. If you see a rich state, it was one of the richest, was those rich in some countries. Now it's destitute. You got an imbecile running the place. He's going to be running for president. I mean, Mike,
yes.
We're looking at an all-out total disaster, but I got to say this. Mike, what's going on now? You got states suing the federal government and BDI Biden. And Mike, and nobody's talking about the Chinese problem. Look at the guy in China, in Los Angeles, shot up a bunch of people. Chinese, old 72-year-old guy, shot up a bunch of Chinese Asian Americans. You saw
that?
That
appears to have been a domestic incident, not racism.
Yeah, right. He shot 22 people, I think it was, 10 dead or 11 dead. I don't know what the hell the number is, but. I mean, Mike, this is going to happen. All this is going to keep happening now forever through the history of this country. Because, Mike, we don't have a John Wayne, we don't have a Steve McQueen, we don't have great actors like a Gary Cooper. We don't have great role models for our kids. These white American boys don't have no role models anymore, Mike.
No, I mean, because of the divorce rate, most young men are being raised in fatherless homes. 80% of the teachers in the school are women. The problem is not toxic masculinity. It's too much estrogen, destroying masculinity.
Well, yeah, Mike, and like I said, they're trying to turn a lot of these young men into homosexuals or however you want to call queers. Well, I don't, they're doing it, Mike. We can't deny the truth. The truth is there.
Well, what's going on here is the deconstruction phase of changing society. In other words, our assumptions about the world, our beliefs, our identity, our sexuality, our history, our heritage, all have to be erased so that they can be replaced with whatever the new governmental model will be. And frankly, it's looking like it's going to be highly Marxist. Anyway, Tom, I've given you All right, yeah, I got to let you go here. We're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm getting over being sick, too, for the last 2 weeks. So I got knocked out.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, we still don't know what it is that Steve Elkins actually has, but apparently it's really knocked him down.
Yeah, I couldn't get out of bed, Mike. I just wanted to crawl up and die. Like, I didn't want to move. I had the chills, the shakes. Oh, bone aches, stomach problems. I still got stomach problems like 2 weeks later, you know. But, Mike, Tom, I got to respond to you. 76% white population, but how many of them is neoliberal? So if you deduct that, that leaves like you with 30%. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Those white people are not on your side. You know? They're neoliberal, so they got their own religion. Mike, it's basically Puritanism, right? It's neoliberalism is Puritanism. It's their own religion.
The fact that it's a religion. I wouldn't call it, Puritanism because of their moral standards of life. they're not even Calvinists. It's kind of actually, if anything, they're closer to the Carpocratians, who were wild party animals despite being Christian.
Kind of like that girl, what, from Finland? Is that her? What's her name? The leader of Finland, that woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a wild one. She's a wild child.
Well, Mike, what I'm saying is that whole Western world. That Western neoliberal rules-based order, right, which is not coming to an end, but it's seriously been damaged.
There was an article that we linked to whatreallyhappened.com saying that this year's Davos may actually have been the end of this push for a globalist society.
Well, you know something's up when George Soros don't show up, right?
Yeah, and a lot of people showed up and then left early, like Bill Gates.
Or they went to the hookers earlier.
it goes without saying there were a lot of hookers there. You're probably walking around bow-legged by now.
Oh, and then Sebastian. I just want to ask Sebastian because I know he's in the queue, right?
Yep.
Mike, what's the chances of that Quran burning in Sweden having to do with Turkey not voting for them to be in NATO, because Turkey's on the verge of, actually Russia is smart, and Turkey's smart to stay in NATO, because they can veto a lot of stuff. And remember, if one NATO member vetoes stuff, they really can't do anything, right?
Yeah, it's a kind of lot like the Freemasons. You know, if you get blackballed, that's it.
And remember, Putin called Erdogan a great leader, right? so you see, I mean, Mike, do you see, like, in this past year, have any of you guys seen so much change, like, going on globally?
No, right? I haven't. In my entire life, it's never been this chaotic, and it's very troubling.
Do I still have any minutes left? I got, I think, two more things.
Well, make it real quick because Sebastian is waiting, and so is Judy.
All right. Did you talk about the Panzer S-2 on the top of the Ministry of Defense?
I talked about the Leopards and the Abrams, but which ones are you referring to?
No, Russia's put a whole Panzer S-2 air defense complex on the top of like a whole bunch of buildings in Moscow, Mike.
Oh, I heard about that. We didn't report it, but I definitely heard about that. I mean, you know, Russia knows what's coming. We all know what's coming. We're heading into a world war because there's a lot of money to be made. And, you know, there's too many people anyway. So let's just put them all in uniforms and pin medals on their chest and let them go slaughter each other.
And are you going to be live tomorrow? Because I'll call in and talk about how the M1 Abrams and the Leopard 2s are just good target practice for the Russians.
I saw a funny video about the Abrams being unable to climb an icy hill. Yes, we're going to be live tomorrow.
Okay.
Thursday is going to either be a guest host or a replay. But tomorrow's live and Friday's live.
All right, Mike. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we are going to go to Sebastian in Sweden. Sebastian, thank you for waiting so patiently. What is on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to reply. The reason why I haven't called in a long time is my a few of my friends, my son, and among those who got this COVID-19. My sister and brother-in-law, who's living in Virginia, around Norfolk.
Okay,
they both had it, and they recovered quite well, and neither one were vaccinated.
I'm glad
my
oldest
son
recovered.
Had it. Yeah, and my oldest son, who will be 50 next month, he had it, and he was vaccinated. And now I have a friend, a good friend, in Stockholm. He's from England. He had cancer 15 years ago, and the prostate. And the doctors told him he only had 4 years left, and he was operated on. And he's still living. But when he took the vaccine, in remission or whatever. He got it back again. So now he's taking the tablets because of that. And I think it's only because of the vaccine. I try to tell people that it's an experimental drug, but most people don't listen to you because, like you, what you say on your, which is funny, they believe in the government and what the medical establishment say. So
yes.
All the time. I love that. Like, anyway, other than that, I'm doing pretty good, and my son's doing okay. He's living with me here now, and he's doing fine now.
I'm glad to hear that.
And getting to Tom and Dustin, I think it was, and, about this Quran. We have something here, and just like in America, you have the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, and you have sort of freedoms. Now we have a freedom of expression here, and it's not like the Declaration of Independence or anything like it. It's in the law from the old times, right? And it's part of the freedom that people have, and expression means that you can burn. And actually, I don't want people to burn the Bible, and I understand why the Muslims feel, but they still have that right here to do that in Sweden. And it's they took a poll, and 73% of the people believe, and they have these rights, And if you give in to one, then you're going to be giving in to more and more and more. And I agree with that. So I was for the thing of it is that the media, when he started burning the Quran in Sweden, this Poland and this Dane, which has Swedish citizenship as well, he has double citizenship.
Okay.
People wouldn't have said anything. They would have just walked off. If it was any media coverage, nothing would have happened, and he probably would have got bored and just, wouldn't do it anymore. But it was because of this media thing. It's like it's such a big thing, The media, they do everything. They exaggerate everything.
Yes.
We don't get any news about what's happened in Ukraine. Only Zelensky, and Ukraine is doing fine now and all this and that. They're taking over, and, you know, they're going to go into Russia. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the thing with the Erdogan, yeah, I think it's an out now. I think it was the last straw, which I'm glad. I don't want Sweden to go into NATO, personally. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. And Denmark, I mean, no, Finland and Sweden were going in it together. It's like a team. But now, today, Finland said that they're going to do it alone. Wait, dude, my cat. They're going to do it alone. So I think Sweden, they could be out. It depends on what America does to get them in, like...
yeah, there's got to be some arm twisting going on, because who would want to get into NATO when so obviously there is a war on the horizon?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's ridiculous, especially in Sweden. They used to be, when I first arrived here into Europe in 66, 67, I think. Wow, it's a long time now. It's Sweden was a neutral country.
Yeah.
It was neutral up until something...
Sebastian, are you there? I think we lost Sebastian here, and yeah, we lost him. Okay, we're going to go to Judy in West Virginia. Hello, Judy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I don't know if anybody has mentioned this before, but a few weeks ago, I hear that the Biden administration wanted to abolish the death penalty for criminals on death row. And I'm thinking, how illogical is this? They want to let people go who have killed and tortured somebody, and they're allowed to live, but an innocent baby in the womb who hasn't done anything yet, they want to kill.
Yeah, it doesn't really make much sense, does it?
Pretty soon they're going to have public throwing babies into the fire for the god Baal.
Yeah, we're almost there.
That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you, and we're going to go to George in Hawaii. Hello, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, just calling to say hello and renew an old friendship. I haven't heard from you, or I'm just finding you again since you left Hawaii. I'm just wondering how you were doing.
Well, you know, we're here in Indiana, and looks like we're going to get another snowstorm tonight. Miss Hawaii. But I got to tell you, the cost of living here in Indiana, you wouldn't believe how low it is compared to Hawaii.
Well, I can imagine, Mike, because it is a bit stiff here. But, yeah, you know, pretty much the same here. Of course, the weather, it's got to be 84 maybe today. It's very, very warm and comfortable. But
let's
I'm not
see. It is 44 degrees now, going down to a low of 27.
Pardon me for doing that, Mike. I that is not my intention at all. I just wanted to renew a friendship because speaking to you, and you were kind of an advocate for the homeless here, and you were doing some other kinds of work, and Claire was doing some work in a church or a choir or something, as I recall.
She had two churches. She was first at Trinity, and then went over to IAA, United Methodist Church, and basically she was the music program, until we finally moved here to Indiana. Now she's involved in another Methodist church just down the road, and in fact, she just finished a new composition just today.
Well, that's wonderful, Mike.
Yeah.
Really. And, you don't sound any different. You sound pretty good. I hope you're healthy and doing well.
This last year and a half was kind of rough and for both Claire and I. But, you know, we're old people. The parts are worn out. We don't have an extended warranty. And, you know, we're just going to have to deal with that.
Yeah, that's part of the value of getting old is you have to go through all the consequences. And
we're dealing with that right now.
It's easier to go from 40 to 60 than it is from 60 to 80, and I'm doing the latter, so I'm in the
well,
same
Well, so am I. I just turned 70, and Claire's age is now classified information.
Oh, God, unclassified. We need to get that. We'll find it in
Mike Pence's garage. He's just up the road here in Indiana.
Well, you haven't lost your sense of humor. And Pence is from Indiana, right? As I recall.
Say again?
Pence is from Indiana.
Yeah, yeah. He moved back here after his term in as the vice president. And, yeah, he's just up the road here a bit.
Good for you. Hey, listen, there was one guy on this radio station, Stadelmeyer. Is he still around?
Stadmiller, no. I'm afraid that he passed away a little while ago. And, you know, we've been struggling on without him. And what I'm going to have to do right now, George, is we've got to take our final commercial break.
No,
so
I
stay
understand.
On the line. I'm going to put you on hold. And we'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show, final segment of the program today. We're still talking with George in Hawaii, and just pick on up where you left off there, George.
Well, Mike, I was just going to say that you've always been generous with the time that you give the callers, and that is something that I've always appreciated from you. I don't think people understand how generous you are with the time, and that's a nice thing for you. Just to give you an update, we had We're having a huge north swell come in. You're aware of that, right? Following that at all? Man, we had these waves come into Waimea Bay yesterday. They ran the eddy.
We saw them. We were watching the video here. I remember one time when we were at the Turtle Bay filming Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and they had that big wave event, and we were all running over there to the beach to watch it come on in.
Mike, I can tell you, people have a tendency to run to watch these things. If you lived here long enough, you run away from them, believe me.
I had a camera in my hands, and back then, anything interesting, I had to take a picture. I think I still have the pictures of the waves there, you know, in my little archive.
They had 30-foot faces, Mike. And my understanding, they were still running through Monday, and I think it's still pretty big out there. But I live on the east side. I live in Hawaii Kai, so I live on the east side of the island.
Know it well, yes.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to call and say hello and check in with you guys.
I appreciate it. I do like to touch base with the people that we did leave behind in Hawaii. Actually, a surprising number of people that we knew in Hawaii no longer live there. They've also come back to the mainland because of the cost of living. And it's sort of, we have this loose network of Oahu alumni that get together.
Well, that's nice. That's really nice. I can see why. I mean, getting a house or a condo is pretty tough. They're trying to work on that, but that's been a thing since I was a kid, and like I'm well over 70, so you can understand.
Well, I'm catching up with you. Well, actually, technically, no, I can't catch up with you, but I'm close. I think a big part of it was, in the 17 years that Claire and I lived in Hawaii, we saw it change dramatically. And by the time we left, I mean, the homeless problem was completely out of control, the drug and crime problem. We lived in an area in Aiea that was considered upscale, and yet both of our neighboring condos had drug dealing activity. I mean, we lived just down the street from Brian Schatz, who was our representative in Congress. And Halloween, he came by with his kids to trick-or-treat, and he saw my Hillary shirt and came up to shake my hand, and then he realized it was the Hillary for prison shirt, and he does a 180 and just scurries back on down the sidewalk.
Well, we just had our state legislature reconvene. I think it was Monday or whatever it was. And so we're back in for another 2 months of just chaos and confusion.
Well, that's what the legislature makes there. All right. Well, listen, George, the music is playing. I got to let you go here. We're at the end of the program. Thank you for the call. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate and support us. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.